Chapter 36.
You think it's funny, do you?
Renoir leveled the acolyte with a fist to the gut. The man doubled over and fell to his knees.
What happened, Renoir?
Magic,
Bezog intervened.
A well-crafted illusion. It seems we've been deceived.
Nath looked at Sasha. She was meek and disheveled, as were her sons.
It's me, Nath,
she said, hugging Bezog.
All me and my sons. Thank you, Nath. You didn't have to do that, but I'm glad you did.
Nath stepped over and stretched his long arms around them both.
So am I.
The happy reunion was short. They all headed up the hillside back into the barn. Inside, Nath had no doubt he'd done the right thing, giving up Fang as ransom for his friends. But there was another surprise when they returned. Celine was gone. Renoir and Pilpin dragged the acolyte into the barn and shackled him up in the Morite chains.
I'm honored,
the greasy cleric said.
All this trouble over little me. I always knew I was a large threat. Gorn will be pleased.
Shut up,
Renoir said. He started to stuff a handkerchief in the man's mouth.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I have something to say. Something you must hear today before it's too late.
Pilpin shoved the man's head back into the post.
Spit it out, then.
Blinking and rolling his eyes, the cleric finally looked up at Nath.
Your changeling friend will die at last light. That's not long from now, Nath Dragon. Go soon, and go by yourself. Gorn will free your friend, and then the two of you can be alone.
Nath kneeled down.
Is that all of your message?
The acolyte's eyes brightened.
It certainly is.
Fuming, Nath flicked the man's chin with his index finger, rocking his head back and knocking him out cold. He rose, headed outside the barn, and spied the floating city. The setting sun was reflecting off the windows. Bezog glided to Nath's side.
It seems your hand is being forced. Doing what he wants you to will be a bad move.
Bezog laid his hand on Nath's shoulder.
You've been patient thus far. Don't be hasty now. We'll think of something.
I've done enough thinking. The time has come to act.
Nath surveyed his surroundings. His dearest friends were there, dozens of dragons huddled nearby, perhaps more inside the hillsides.
Everyone, gather!
His friends crowded around him, and many dragons slunk inward.
I want to thank you all for being here for me. No dragon could ask for a better group of friends. But I have to do what must be done. I have to face our mortal enemy one-on-one. And I am ready.
He glanced down at Renoir.
Do not interfere.
He took Renoir's hand inside his.
There is no one I'd rather have at my side in this battle, Renoir, but you know it cannot be.
Renoir grumbled, but nodded his head.
I'm going into that city to end this war. But I need you around to finish it in case I can't.
He made his way around the circle and hugged each and every one of them. He stopped at Sasha and wiped away the tears that rolled down her cheeks. She hugged him tight, sobbing and saying,
Don't go. Don't go yet. Gorley will understand.
Nath shook his head no.
Gorn will just pick off one friend after another. I have to put an end to this madness now.
He released her and stepped away. Channeling his power, he made dragon wings sprout from his back. He beat them and lifted off the ground.
Remember, no one does anything until you know Gorley is safe, or I am gone.
The higher he rose, the smaller his friends became. Then he heard Ben's strong voice shout into the sky,
"Take it to him, dragon! Like I know you can!"
Brenoir watched his flying friend turn into a speck and disappear into the floating city. His stubby fingers clawed at his beard.
How in Nelsimbor does he stand a chance against those odds? There's 1,000 Jackside-controlled dragons in there. Not to mention Gorn Gratik. Ha!
He punched his fist into his hand.
It's madness.
I don't know how he beats those odds, but have some faith in him, why don't you?
Added Ben.
I believe. And you should believe as well.
I'd believe better if I could get in there with my warhammer.
The dragons stirred, squawked, and beat their wings. Sansla Lieber took to the sky. The roamers unsheathed their blades.
Someone comes,
Rary said, eyeing the crest of the road that led down to the farm.
Look!
Brenoir's eyes went wide, and his fingertips turned numb. A waving dark banner of black and gold appeared on the horizon.